All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods. As promised, live music in the studio this week. We are actually in the great state of Vermont. We're paying a visit to Mr. Bo Thayer, who you hear over there tuning that banjo. And they're going to play some stuff for you. We got three of them in the studio, the Bo Thayer, I guess we're calling them the trio or the triad. I'm not sure exactly which.
I've heard it called both.
So anyway, yeah, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here. It's great to have you here. And well, by the way, we're in the woods, not out of the woods.
That's right. I was thinking that on the way up. Definitely back into the woods this week, right in the middle of Vermont. The Green Mountain State. We're in the mountains, for sure.
So we have J.D. Tolstoy on the piano tonight, and Mr. Alex Abraham on the doghouse bass. And I'm going to be playing this funky six-string banjo.
Excellent.
But it's not a git banjo. It's just a banjo with a low note. An added low note. Because last time we did this, John, you wanted me to bring my banjo, and I didn't for some reason. Probably because I didn't have this one.
Yeah. You had your guitar, and you had a strange tuning device that had blonde hair hanging off your arm.
Oh, yeah, that thing. That was a kid. He's kicking around here somewhere, too.
Oh, I thought it was a tuner. Okay. We have pictures of that, folks, from last time, if you dig around.
How many years ago was that?
About three, I think.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, about 3 years ago. That was when we were still broadcasting in New London, and now I'm recording in Concord, New Hampshire, from the home studio. But we're still on the air up there in New London. Hello, New London, out there.
New London. And now we're in Gainesville, which is actually a hamlet to Stockbridge. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, maybe we can get you guys to play one.
All right. Well, we're gonna kick her off with the song I wrote about this town here. Now, because this town has seen its share of floods. Now, this song goes back to 1927 when the flood destroyed the town in its entirety, and they built it back. And then Irene came along just a little while back and took her out again. The song is called The Town It Used to Be. Start to laugh, but water's getting too high to hold back. I'm looking on down off of Lurie Hill, the rain coming down giving me the chills. People up high, you got bags to fill. People down low, you better ride out your will. Singing a mighty sad song. River is wide as it is long. Now I just lost sight of the Peavine. I hope that train ain't a running on time. They just took down the power lines. Telling you, son, that's a bad sign. Thank you.
Both Air and the Triad. The Triad. They're not an Asian gang or anything like that.
Is that like a name of an Asian gang?
No, it's the Chinese mafia is called the Triads, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe, yeah. Not to offend anyone out there.
Stuck up here in Vermont, we just don't, we're not too cultured,
that's right.
I guess.
Everything I know, I learned from TV, so if I'm wrong, you know, sorry. But yeah, once again, both there. We're up here in his studio, up here in Gaysville, yeah. Vermont. Way up here in the sticks, in the woods. And we finally got things all... You'll see pictures and video of this place if you listen to the show and want to come over to the page and all that stuff. We have it on the Facebook and on the show webpage and all that stuff. But it's chaos music in here. It's like musical instruments everywhere, as far as the eye can see.
You know, that's the only way to do it.
That's right.
It's, you know, sanity through chaos.
Yeah. You've got gorgeous views out your windows here. And all the trees and the hills.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
That's why we're here.
A little piece of heaven. Yeah. So what's been going on? I know you have another sort of festival thing you're going to be playing real soon.
Well,
that's probably after folks are going to hear this.
Maybe. Or before. But, you know, it might be before a couple other festivals, too. We're doing the Vermont Music Festival on a... I think that's come up in August, I think 19th, yeah, it's up in Waitsfield. It's the same place where I did the Tweed last year, and we're playing a festival this weekend, which was the site of the original Tweed, and it's called No Town, and that's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a lot of fun because I'm not organizing any festivals this year, and it feels really good to just play. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, what time the porta potties are going to get there and the insurance and the security and the, you know, the rain and the weather and with this band and that band and the production, all that stuff, man, it just really started wearing on me. So it's really a joy to just play, you know, and that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the summer with these boys is we're just going to go play, and I'm not going to worry about anything except for maybe, you know, missing a chord or a lyric or two, which... But that's par for the course, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like too much work for me. So, yeah.
I mean, I enjoy it when it's happening. But it's this is the summer of taking a break. I'll be back at it next summer, I think. You know, there'll be I always got ideas and, you know, some location ideas and festival ideas on what we could be producing, bringing to the table. But you know, and another thing is we're putting this record together. We got a new record coming out. It's going to come out when it comes out, but it's almost done. And it's a tribute record to a couple of heroes of mine. Mr. Doc Boggs is one of them, and the other cat is Mississippi Fred McDowell. And we took a bunch of their songs and kind of did them our own way right here in this room. We just kind of did it live, and then we did some overdubs. We took some liberties, but we kind of kept it sparse and in keeping with the old ways. Just threw a bunch of mics in the room, like we're doing tonight, you know. And the name of the record is called "The Source and the Servant," and I'd like to do a song off that record, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a song by Doc Boggs. It's called Cole Younger. That's Wild Bill Jones. We'll get to that one. Let's do Wild Bill Jones. How's that? We'll get to Cole Younger later. It is Wild Bill Jones. Also Doc Boggs. Thank you. I met with old Wild Bill Jones. He was walking, he was talking with the girl that I love. I bid for him to leave her alone. And he said, young man, I'm 22, too old for to be controlled. Well, I took my revolver from my side and destroyed one poor boy's soul. And he rambled and he tumbled all over the ground before giving out one last ghastly moan. And he looked in the face of his darling true love. He said, honey, I'm gonna leave you alone.
Both there. Yeah.
Doc Boggs.
Everybody's played a version of that one.
Yeah, I think the Kingston Trio did it. They did kind of a bluegrassy thing. And
it's one of those songs, if you were to be able to count every version of it, there's probably hundreds, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, point. You know, I feel like, you know, we're kind of keeping the tradition by keeping these songs going, you know. And we obviously, that was taken from Doc Boggs's version, but you know, we put our own little thing on it, and you can't help but do it, really. And so maybe there's 101 versions now.
Yeah, you don't hear it with keyboards all the time either, do you?
No. No. And yeah, JD has a big part of this record. There's all kinds of wacky stuff on here. We even went as far as to put some drum machine on some of it, you know, so it was, it's bringing a little bit of the modern world into these old time songs.
I know, when I walked in here, he hit some sort of button. I thought I was in the 80s. I thought it was at the Cyndi Lauper concert or something for a second there. But
well, these songs are timeless, you know. And at one point, they were modern. Just the fact that they were being recorded or captured was modern, you know. So it's
high tech.
Yeah.
A can and a wire.
Let's do another one. Let's do the one with what I was mentioning that had drum machine on it. This is the Ballad of Cole Younger. I think Doc got this from a newspaper article, or it was a poem that someone had written in an article in a Chicago newspaper, I think, about the famous Cole Younger, who was a bandit. And he put it to music, and so we'll try. And it's a very long poem, but Doc kind of made it short, which is good. Trimmed off the fat, so to speak. How's this go? Thank you. many a death procession, my friends, I brought such shame. Borrowed in a Northfield bank, things I can't deny. Now I'm a poor prisoner in a Stillwater jail I lie. The first of many robberies I will relate to you was a poor California miner whose name I surely rue. And I'd taken from him his money and told him to go his way. And the same will test my conscience until my dying day. And I come home and Brother Bob did say, we'll buy fine horses and together ride away. Texas, that good old Lone Star State, on the new Nebraska prairie is where them James boys meet. With guns and revolvers, we all set out to play. Drinking good corn whiskey, boys, we passed the time away. In the Union Pacific, first we did surprise. Well, the murdering of your own heart's blood would bring tears to your eyes. On the new Nebraska prairie is where the bullion lies. My name is Bull Younger is my name. Many a death procession, my friends, I'll brush shame.
There and the gang once again here on Out of the Woods, out here in the woods of Vermont, and Cole Younger there for you. It sounded almost like the theremin.
Well,
there on the
it's funny you mention that, because on the recording I had a local musician come and play the saw, and she played the singing saw, or is it, you know, it's a,
right, sure,
a hand saw you cut wood with, and she bows it. And it sounds very much like a theremin. And so JD is kind of emulating that on his Korg Triton.
It definitely fits.
But yeah, it does. And even with the drum machine that we didn't throw in there right now, it still fits too. I mean, there's something about that. It's a weird configuration, you know, of instruments. But it works.
Sure, yeah. Folk music, still folk music, even if you plug it in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Different levels of sophistication.
That's right. Very cool. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, maybe we should play one more before we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we'll do that and figure out where we go next from there.
Yeah.
What you want to do?
Any requests from you, John?
Well, you were talking about... playing some Jerry tunes.
Mm. We could do that. This was a. I'm in the tuning for. I think this is a. This is actually a Bobby song. Is that okay?
No.
Okay.
Sure.
I am wearing my shorts.
They're not tight enough, though.
I want to see that. Okay. I think. at least Robert Hungar is involved in this one. Am I correct? JD knows more about this song than anyone, I think. But this is another one. In keeping with the desperado and the marauder theme in the Wild West and horses and guns and liquor and murder. Let's do this one. Me and my uncle, we're riding down South Colorado, this Texas bound. But we stopped over in Santa Fe, that point being just about halfway, even though it was the hottest part of the day. I took the horses up to the stall, went to the bar and I ordered drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, know my body hurt. It being summer, I took off my shirt and I tried to wipe off some of that dust and dirt. West Texas cowboys, they're all around. We liquoring money, they load it down. Soon after payday, no one seemed ashamed. You know my uncle, he started a friendly game with a hollow jack and the winner takes a hand.
Should have shot video of that one.
That's a good one.
We have keyboard craziness over here.
Oh, yeah.
Grateful Dead song for all you people who didn't know what on earth we were talking about before we started playing that.
That's right.
Picking on Bob Weir. Yeah.
who is a legend? You know, I watched a movie about him. I think it's out there on in the interweb now, the other one story, and it's just, you know, I've always been a Jerry guy and always kind of gave Bobby crap.
Me too.
But he really is something. You know, if you really break down his rhythmic structures in a lot of those songs, it's pretty damn incredible. We are learning some songs for a festival we're doing later in the summer, which is we have to learn a Grateful Dead set in which we're doing, and it's one thing to grow up with these songs, which I've done, and really you know, I know all the melodies and I can sing along and, you know, kind of like loosely get through them. But when you start digging down into some of those changes and some of the chord phrasings and stuff like that, it's a different ball game. And it's really incredible. And it really makes me realize why that stuff touches me so much, even now, you know, years and years later. It's definitely important music, you know. It's not, they just took that sound and created their own thing using a lot of the stuff they used was old blues songs, old folk songs, old jazz songs, and they just put their own bent on it. And I think I'm just starting to realize how important that is, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, you and I probably went to a lot of the same shows.
Probably, you know, a lot of the East Coast shows. I think my first show was 78, Boston Garden.
Oh, yeah.
It was my first concert I ever went to. I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, that's when music starts to hit you, too. That's when you really become influenced by tunes, by the vibration of music at that early age. Happens to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was just so sick of all that crap that was going on in the 80s that I kept on with it, you know. I kept on going to shows and learning that stuff and put it down for a while and came back and put it down again and came back. I think I've been like one of those comeback phases.
Yeah, I'm kind of a musical mongrel myself.
But it really taught me a lot about, I would never have heard of Howlin' Wolf or, you know, or Marty Robbins. Or Doc Watson, or you know the Dixie Cups, or you know Skip Spence, or Joseph Spence for that matter. You know, it was the Bahamian guitar player. Anyways, the mumbling guitar player, and that stuff. You know, you start going back and seeing what their influences were. And that's the real, that's the meat of the biscuit, you know, that's the stuff. That's, and then you can keep on going and keep on going and figure out that these songs are ancient and they came from all over the world. And that's kind of getting back to our new record, you know, that's kind of what that's about too. It's a lot of the, like we do a version of Sugar Baby, which is an old song. And, you know, the more I listen to that song, the more I traced it back to West Africa, you know. And so there's like music coming up the Mississippi from the slaves and from West Africa, and the stuff coming down from northern Canada, and you know, Celtic music and all that, and it kind of smashed all together in the Appalachian Mountains, and
there you,
and
go.
You get your old time or whatever,
bluegrass.
Bluegrass, old time, country, rock and roll. It's all from the same place, which I guess is everywhere.
There you go. We're tuned in here with Both There on Out of the Woods this week up here in the heart of Vermont. We're paying him a visit to his studio. We got to take a quick break, so we're going to do that right now. And we'll be back with more great music from Bo and the gang right after this.